This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and I'm so happy that you're with us this weekend as we talk about part two of a series that we began last week with our co-host Joe McKenzie on the common traps that job seekers fall into. It's a really hot topic. If you missed last week, we're going to help you by doing a recap. But first, let's talk about what Ripple Connects is all about. It's been in the Twin Cities for a number of years, and Joe McKenzie, you're the founder.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. So excited to be working with you today.
As well. Freddie, Ripple Connects is the company that I founded 5 years ago to help individuals in career transition to reinvent, recalibrate, retool their career. We help people through specific interview methods and practice of accomplished-based interviewing. We help people develop a self-marketing plan so they can engage with their meaningful connections in their professional network to build a bench of advocates and, more importantly, uncover opportunities in both the advertised and the hidden job market. I may have been one of the first people in the Twin Cities to talk about what the hidden job market is. It's real. It's not going away. We need to find strategies how to uncover those opportunities. RippleConnects.com is my website. Visit that to learn more about my coaching style and what others say about me. I think that's very important that you see how I've impacted others in their careers. Freddie, they can always reach out to me directly at 763-438-1621. And Freddie, you know me. I return and acknowledge everybody's call.
That is indeed the truth, and that's Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. And last week we talked about, or we began a conversation, I should say, about the common traps that job seekers fall into. And as a recap and a rebuild on this program, let's talk about the highlights of the mental traps that you see with job seekers.
Well, I think it's important that we go back over that because these are the things that I'm seeing. One of the things that I see is that your resume or your LinkedIn profile is speaking for yourself. Now, that may get you attention. That may get a recruiter call, and that may get an HR person seeing that. But I can tell you that if you allow the resume to speak for yourself without you being more proactive and documenting your accomplishments and knowing your process and discussing that with the people that contact with you, you're going to fall short. Companies and organizations that contact you need to accomplish something. That's why they're creating a role or finding someone new. You need to be able to discuss that comfortably and effectively. You need to be able to uncover what the real job needs are. That's what we talked about last week. First thing that I saw, don't let your resume speak for yourself. Be able to speak for it. Secondly, engaging with your professional network. It's critical that we find the meaningful connections and not just find the trap of, well, I'm going to contact every stranger I know and I hope that it works. When we don't engage with our people from the nonprofit organizations we volunteered with or our former coworkers or someone in our faith organization that has seen our leadership skills, we're falling into a trap thinking that someone else is going to be able to just learn about me quickly enough to engage or get that traction that I would like. So those are the things that I see, as well as interviews. I think we need to be able to practice our interviews, ask the right questions early in the process about the real job needs. Those are the three things that I see. We don't interview enough in our careers to be that comfortable. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I agree. I mean, how many times do we change jobs in a year or even 5 years? I would say that the skill set of interviewing gets lost over time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the ability to practice that, when we put together interview practice, it's that. we're in a classroom. We provide our clients with the questions 3 days before the interview practice. I don't want to stump anybody. I want people to get more comfortable and proficient talking about their accomplishments. That's interview practice.
Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He's with us this afternoon talking about the common traps that job seekers fall into. So what are some additional steps that a job seeker can take to really stand out in the hiring process? We know that employers see sometimes hundreds of people. And when you talk about job fairs and their people referring individuals to them, how can you be that one voice or that one individual that they say, okay, that's the one?
Well, obviously, we're helping people to stand out in the interviewing process. There's a lot of talented people in the Twin Cities with great experience, great leadership, great skill sets. So, yes, we want people to have the ability to stand out. When it comes to interviewing, we talked about more specifics with accomplishments and how it's relevant last week. You know, I see it as in an interview, you're also interviewing the organization. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, we talked about a small career box. If you do not bring curiosity to the opportunity without asking good questions, you may be putting yourself in a position where you're not going to grow, you're not going to thrive. But if you bring that curiosity, that's an actionable step. And that curiosity, not just for interviews, but all the conversations you have. So you can look downstream to make sure that this is a good career move. If it's not a good career move, why would you make it? So actionable step. Be curious about an industry. Ask the right people. Ask during the interview so you can uncover if this is going to be a move that you make that you're going to be happy with and you're going to thrive in. So that's an actionable. Bring curiosity, not just needing a job, but curiosity about your role and where you can go with this. That would be the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the trap of the professional networking, I've had more people come up to me over the last 20 years and say, I need a job. This is what, you know, I really, you know, I did this. And through my hearing that, I'm starting to think, well, okay, well, I'll go find you a sales job because that's what you just told me you came from. Well, we should be able to put together some kind of marketing plan or at least paint a picture of what our next job looks like for opportunity, industry, role, requirements. If we're not sharing that with our meaningful connections by painting a picture of what our next job looks like, we're falling in a trap that they just assume they know what we're looking for. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I agree, because unless you paint the picture, how are they going to know?
That's right. What if I do want to make a career change? But you look at my LinkedIn profile, and Joe's been a career counselor. He's been a nonprofit executive. He's been in sales. You might make that leap that's what I want to do next.
And unless you tell them differently, that might that would be the only picture that bench of advocate would know.
That's right. So there's a trap that a lot of people fall into through osmosis or something, that they think that we know what we want. And there's times we don't know what we want, but that's where we come into play. We help create a self-marketing plan, and that does bring more clarity and a nice vision of where you're looking to do. So that's an actionable step that someone can take. Start developing, painting that picture with your network on what a new job or a change in your career could look like.
Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie, and we're talking about the common traps that job seekers fall into, and we're helping to give you some things you can put into action right now. You can put it on the street immediately to really start to turn your life around if that's where you're heading. So talk about your career coaching, Joe, how you help your clients to separate themselves from the competition, to avoid these types of traps, to get the type of new opportunity or recalibration mm-hmm. that they're looking for.
Absolutely. And that's, we bring this all together. We've talked about this for 2 weeks, and we do help people get more comfortable and natural talking about their accomplishments. We help them become more curiosity or bring more curiosity about the opportunity by asking those critical questions early on in the process of what this job looks like. What does day one of year two look like and in regards to my career? So you're starting to look downstream. So our career coaching in both the phone interviews and the interviews and engagement with hiring managers, HR professionals, recruiters, really start talking about that. That's a critical part. But we also help people, who do you want on your bench of advocates? Not everybody's going to be in a position where they can be an advocate for you. And so it's okay to have 10,000 people in your network, but if there's a bench of 15 to 25 people that know you that can help you move it outward, that might be the 15 to 25 that we help engage with by putting together a self-marketing plan so they can take it somewhere. They can take something that's actionable. That's how Ripple Connects Career Coaching helps you to separate yourself in regards to the very tough competition in the Twin Cities, but more importantly, find that role that you're going to allow yourself to thrive in your career. And that's ultimately our goal at Ripple Connects, is that we help people find roles, positions, opportunities that they're going to thrive and look back on and glad that they engaged with us and glad that they took these additional steps.
Joe, we got to leave it right there. And you do some great work at Ripple Connects.
We do, Freddie, and we turn candidates into contenders at Ripple Connects.
And this is New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more right after this.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
If you want to do more, gain more, or be more, that's prosperity, our point of focus. Even though abundance and prosperity is as vast as the ocean, you can only carry as much water as your container will hold. If you want to enjoy more, if you want to experience more, if you want to have more, you have to come to the party with a larger container. You have to prepare yourself. You have to get ready. You have to be in that moment and be ready to experience prosperity no matter how it comes. So when you come looking for water, bring the largest container you can find. And after you fill that container, be sure to share it with others. That's our point of focus, prosperity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings. You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. This is Appointed Listening each and every week at this time on your favorite radio station. And I hope I'm your favorite host, but be that as it may, we're glad you're with us. And with us right now as we move into the health and wellness portion of our program is Mr. Henry Crosby, who is the executive director of the Y at the Cora McCorvey Center in Minneapolis. And Henry, you do a fine job over there. Your program really has a targeted audience, doesn't it?
We do have a targeted audience, and Freddie, the audience that we're focusing on is the amazing, exponentially growing aging market for not seniors, but mature, active, older adults. And a recent AARP study stated that, you know, more people who are been fortunate enough, Freddie, to have insurance and work and, you know, manage their financial resources are not only retiring, but they're delaying retirement and they're calling it pre-retirement. And you have to stop and ask yourself, how did that happen? That happened because the medical industry has improved significantly. There's been a lot of things that have worked well. There's a lot of things that haven't worked well where some people weren't able to get some of those benefits. And the bottom line is that people are generally living longer.
And they're living longer due to better health or better systems, or what's the reason for that?
I think from the things that I've read and researched, Freddie, it's a combination of there's some progress that has been made in dealing with some of the health inequities and trying to create balance for people to have equal access to services and programs and things of that nature. And then there's also a lot of progress that has taken place in helping understand what's been the disparities, what's been the real barriers that have created problems. We've realized that access to health sometimes is determined by several factors on, quite honestly, what's your race and ethnicity. Some doctors prefer to work with some clienteles versus others. We know that. But I think the real issue for us here is how do we advance this conversation to make sure that everyone is afforded the opportunity to reach his or her full potential and that no one is disadvantaged from achieving their potential because of their social position or socially determined circumstances. And that's the real issue for us, Freddie. You know, you can call it unconscious bias from a race perspective and a medical perspective, organizational development perspective, but there are things that happen out there that create problems for people. And we just want to see some change in that, consistent change moving things forward.
So does that dovetail into the planned approach that the Y seems to have among certain principles or pillars that it seems to be addressing itself to?
Yes, it does, Freddie. From the perspective that many people know the YMCA is just a gym. Well, first of all, we're more than a gym. We're a very community, socially oriented organization focusing on helping people live to the best of their ability. And we started out 150 years ago with just gym activities, but we've evolved because we're in over 2,700 communities around around the nation and then international. So we've got a foot in a lot of different communities. And in looking at this health equity piece, we've really taken a four-pillar approach to health equity, one being principles. We have to look at the operations and principles of facilities and access and improved information to make sure that those principles are providing a foundation for us to plan further. So if you have an organization out there that just has no interest in working with communities of color or a broad range of social economic backgrounds, that's a principle that you need to address. So you need to be aware of that. We're also looking at programs, Freddie, programs to say, is this a prevention program or does it have a purpose lens? And a prevention program, naturally, we want to try to, like our diabetes prevention program, we want to catch people as early as possible if they are pre-diabetic and their numbers are low, to keep them from reaching that crescendo of having, you know, some real serious issues. And if it's a purposeful lens, we can be proactive with that and just saying, you know, we see this train coming down the track. We can see that these are some things that we can, you know, develop and have some strategy around to help people prevent health challenges. And lastly, Freddie, we're just trying to figure out how to put together more partnerships and collaborations. We've had a partnership with the Masonic Cancer Center, with an organization called Silos and Circles. We've just done a project with Citizens League and Twin Cities Public Television and talking with men of color about what's important in our lives as we age. So collaborations are really important, and that gives us an opportunity to have more conversations about things that are really beneficial, but most importantly, very similar between organizations. And then lastly, it's just policy. You know, we have to be more involved in, guiding our elected officials, Freddie, to hearing what our real issues are. And policy could be a strong mechanism to recruit and engage and mobilize people in health equity types of solutions at a local and a state and a national level. So it's getting into the league, the big leagues, to really talk about this, and not just that I need to go to the doctor, but how does the doctor perform? How do they build? How do they welcome you? How do they follow up? All of those things. So the YMCA is taking a great role at that, and I'm really proud to be here to support the needs of our community here in the North Side. And I could tell you, Freddie, in closing, every day is a great testimony.
All right. That's Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at Cora McCorvey. And for more information, what's a quick website and a telephone number, Henry?
Yes. The phone number is 612-230-3987. And you can reach us at henry.crosby@ymcamn.org. And I'll make sure that your request gets properly routed.
That's Henry Crosby, and this is New Beginnings.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the State Director for the Twin Cities AARP, Mr. Will Phillips. Welcome back.
Thanks, Freddie. It's good to be with you.
Glad you're with us. And you've just come through a really interesting fight, and I'll call it interesting just the way the players worked with Senator McCain and all the rest of it with this big healthcare debate. The AARP and its members made its voices heard. What's next? What's ahead?
Freddie, what's ahead is a great question, and I definitely want to get there, but I would be remiss without first saying thanks to anybody out there who communicated and connected with their members of Congress during that healthcare debate. It was AARP, along with millions of our members and citizens across the country, expressing concern about the healthcare reform legislation that was being put forward that helped in the end stop that. And, you know, we're only as strong as the members out there who work with us day in and day out. And we would be, again, really remiss if we didn't express some sincere appreciation and gratitude for those people who took action on that. Now, looking forward, I think we're continually concerned about healthcare, and in particular, what we see in the crosshairs potentially is Medicare. And, you know, as we age, Medicare remains the bedrock of health security. It keeps millions of older Americans out of poverty. It helps make it possible for people to live independently. And what we're seeing in the Republican budget proposal in the House is a proposal that would create a voucher system for Medicare, where that would potentially dramatically increase healthcare costs and risks for current and future retirees, and we believe could cost seniors thousands of dollars out of pocket at a time when their lives can really least afford it.
So what is the alternative to a voucher program or a voucher system?
Well, the alternative is what we have now, which is the traditional Medicare system that has been, you know, again, that bedrock of health and financial security for seniors since it was put in place back in the mid-60s by LBJ and company. And that is a system of guaranteed benefits that people pay into over a lifetime of work. That provides health care for people once that employer-based coverage goes away. And the move to replace that with a system of vouchers where people are given a set amount of money and then told to go out onto the marketplace and figure it out is, again, one that we think shifts too much cost and too much risk to people who, again, are at a point in time where they can really least afford it. So we're very much opposed to that particular system. And really, again, are going to be really needing to rely on our members and others who are concerned with this to express their concerns to members of Congress.
You mobilized or helped to mobilize a nation about the original health care debate. What advice can you give your members right now as we look at this this portion that's really starting to affect baby boomers at the lower end of the scale?
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of bits of advice. One is that this proposal would rip away this health security from some 57 million Americans. So those 57 million Americans need to stand up and make their voices heard. But the other thing I would say is that let's not let major changes to the system that perhaps protect people who are currently on the system, but then change things for future generations. Let's not let that divide us. The people who have benefited and who have really come to know Medicare as something that is a bedrock of our retirement system here in the United States need to make sure that future generations can count on exactly what they've been able to count on in their lives. And so I think standing united, understanding that Medicare is a key commitment that has been made, and we want to make sure that it's there for people today, but also down the road. Those are, I think, really important things for people to remember.
How can our listeners and your members get more information about this important debate, Will?
You know, as always, AARP.org is a great place to go for information about the issues that we work on, including Medicare, and then suggesting what somebody can do to really make a difference is really just to communicate with your member of Congress, whether that's your representative or your United States senator, expressing your opinions about what Medicare means to you, about what you expect in healthcare, are always critically important.
That's Will Phillips, Twin Cities AARP State Director, and this is New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings. It's the weekend, and of course, you're listening to us. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is one of our co-hosts on New Beginnings, Miss Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited about this program largely because I feel like I'm going to learn a couple of new terms, and we're talking about stage hypnosis, and the title, the working title is stage, S-T-A-G-E, hypnosis real? First of all, what is stage hypnosis?
Stage hypnosis is when you see it for entertainment purposes. So at a party, a lot of people know it from graduation nights, high school, college, that kind of entertainment hypnosis where people are being asked to cluck like chickens or dance around funny. And I had an opportunity to be a participant in a stage show. I mentioned last week that I was at a hypnosis conference in Las Vegas, and there was an entertainment show done on Saturday night. And so I took the opportunity to be a participant in the stage show because I think it's important as part of my skill set to understand sort of what is going on when you're sitting on the other side of it as the hypnotee instead of the hypnotizer. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun, and a lot of people afterwards came up and asked the participants, you know, that was that real? Because it looked real. But some of the stuff you guys were doing was so crazy that we just can't believe it was real. And the interesting thing about it was that it is real, that mm-hmm. you are actually taking on those suggestions. And one of the suggestions that I was given, Freddie, if you can imagine this, in front of an entire auditorium room filled with people, I was given the suggestion to come out onto stage and be a rapper. Now, I do not rap, but here's the kicker, Freddie. Not only was I to be a rapper, I was to be a rapper in a foreign language.
Oh my gosh.
It took me so far out of my comfort zone, and I remember sitting on stage thinking, do I really want to do this? And the thing about hypnosis is you're in a state where it allows you to get out of your own way. Now, if I was asked to do that at church or at work or at my kids' school, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to go rap in a foreign language. No way. But in that particular setting, under those circumstances, I thought to myself, this is really out of my comfort zone. It's really pushing me, but why not? And I did it, and I had a lot of fun, and everybody was cheering and clapping for me, and it was amazing. And I was really, really glad that I said yes to that particular suggestion. I could have said no. I had full capacity to say no, but I did say yes, and I pushed myself. And as I'm sitting there doing this, I'm thinking to myself, if we can get people to just get out of their own way and pretend for a few moments that they are a foreign language singing rapper, what else can we do? What do you want to do? It's unlimited.
The sky is the limit.
It really is. It really, really is. So this is the power of your mind. And what would you be able to do if you got out of your own way and you stopped rationalizing and you stopped analyzing and you stopped being logical and you stopped thinking about all the reasons why this can't work when you have every reason to believe that it can?
How can we reach you for more information about hypnosis in general, Kelly?
My website is westmetrohypnosis.com, and my phone number is 952-222-3975.
She's Kelly, I'm Freddie, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell. So excited that you're with us this weekend. It's always really special, and the season, I mean, my goodness, fall is here. Before you know it, winter will be here, and I'd rather not think about it too much right now. So let's talk to Kitty Harris, who is the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Kitty, I'm wearing my jacket this afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Freddie. Yes, let's not talk about snow at all.
Let's talk about the great things that are happening at the Health and Wellness Center. And I know that October holds a very special place, not only for the center, but for you as well.
Yes. Yeah, so we are, as we move into October and we work on breast cancer awareness, which, you know, everybody in America, you see the hashtags all the time. Cancer sucks, cancer sucks, cancer sucks, because there is not one person that you come across that you cannot hear a story about how cancer has impacted their life. And so we're very happy to be focusing on our sixth annual breast cancer event. Mm-hmm. That is going to be on Thursday, October the 19th, starting at 8 a.m. And this annual event, it has grown so much over the years. It's a great partnership that we do with American Cancer Society, with North Point Health and Wellness, as well as the YMCA. And what we have done is we have worked really hard with survivors, as well as community, to break down the barriers and to have that conversation around cancer and to kind of dispel some of those myths that prevent women, particularly African-American women, from going in and getting that necessary testing done for that early detection.
Wow. When we talked to the Y at Heritage Park with Henry Crosby, we talk about men's health and prostate, but sometimes we forget that women face this all too often as well.
Yes, the numbers that of African-American women who experience some form of breast cancer and even having it come back after fighting it off is astronomical. And when you look back and you see all of the different ties between cancerous cells in our bodies and health and wellness and how important it really is, our goal is, we know cancer is cancer. So our goal when we do events like this and when we have these talks and we have these tough dialogues is to let people know a lot of things can be prevented if you take care of your body, if you utilize the tools that we have here at the center and the resources that we're trying to connect you with to learn more about it. You can be proactive in your path and not have it be such a scary thing that you face.
Kitty, talk about the relationship with North Point and how you're working together this month for October, I should say, for Breast Cancer and Cancer Awareness Month.
So one of the things that North Point does, because we know they're so great with doing things here in the community and they have multiple sites that they do events at is they have a C test treat event that they do at their Penn location, and working to have that available where they provide free mammogram services for women. They provide free information, just allowing people to come in. And they're going to be doing that on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th over at their Penn location. So people can come in and, you know, and the notion is we see it, we test it, we treat it. And really, it's a great community event. The mammogram mobile is out there. They're doing other free screenings, glucose, blood pressure, all of those other things to kind of just get your body situated. And then again, they work with us. They'll be working with us at our October 19th event to have staff available to answer those questions. And if women want to do a pledge that they would go after our event to get a mammogram, then we have some gift cards that they can get so that once they send us back their card that they got it, that we'll give them these gift cards for honoring that commitment to go out and get those mammograms done.
And to be sure, we'll be talking about these different events throughout the month. Kitty, thanks for being with us. And New Beginnings continues right now. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
In Unity Magazine in 1921, Charles Fillmore published a statement of faith. Now, many people come to Unity and say, well, they have no creed. I like the freedom of it. There's no creedal statement. But actually, the Fillmores did have one with 32 points. But beware, I'm only going to address one. In the statement of faith, number 16, they wrote this: Unity believes in the Holy Mother who is being restored to righteousness, her rightful place, and will reign equally with Father God, the Father principle. And so they were acknowledging this mother quality of the divine being, the one who brings and sustains life. Earlier in the 1880s, the teacher of teachers, as she became known as, Emma Curtis Hopkins, and her seminary in Chicago. Many leaders, including Charles Myrtle Fillmore and many others who would go on to develop movements, some still present today, such as religious science, divine science, unity, they all studied with Emma Curtis Hopkins. Ms. Hopkins described the cosmic mother, or what Unity calls God in action. To paraphrase Mrs. Hopkins, the cosmic mother is a helpful, uplifting power that sustains and aids us. But whenever we utter harsh criticism, judgment, hatred and prejudice toward others, then the Father principle, universal law, in order to protect the cosmic mother, establishes a barrier that protects her from criticism, prejudice, and hatred. In other words, when we act in those destructive ways, we block the activity of love, of life around us. It reminds me of a phrase that my mother said her mother frequently used, and many of you have probably heard it. Pretty is as pretty does. Pretty is as pretty does. My grandmother, Ethel Wise, knew the truth that our soul life shines forth as a more powerful beauty than our outer form. Our own mothers and those who have expressed this motherly love to us have their own evolving story. They grow as human spiritual beings in their own understanding and ability to express this mother quality of God. I hope you will accept me as your new minister and extend this opportunity of allowing me to share with you my own mother's evolution in her understanding of love. We each exist as a body, soul, and spirit. So she brought me into this world as a precious baby, and she adored me. Who wouldn't? Seriously, we all feel a universal warmth in beholding a baby. And those of you that have greeted our guest this month, the little baby Azanor, you know what it's like to feel warmth, love, hope well up in seeing this child. So today I share with you a little bit of my history. This is a photo retouched and colorized of my mother in her mother's arms. This picture was made 101 years ago, this very month. My mother, little baby Wilda here, as I told Marlene this morning. I was fascinated because when I look in her little face, she has the same gaze that she did her last year of life at 95 when she'd intently look out the window at some little squirrel entertaining her with all its activity. She'd have that same look as this little child does. And it just amazed me to think of the soul, each one of us, with this tremendous life story that carries us from the time of infancy to whatever our age may be today. There's an ongoing life, and there's a need to mother and to cherish that life. Yet time marches on, and gradually mother knew that I was growing, that I was more than this little baby potential, this little bundle of cuteness. She began to watch my soul unfoldment, my growth and understanding. She often said that she learned so much about the world, about life, by developing a keen interest in her three sons' interests in life. My brother taught her about jazz. My oldest brother taught her about the wonders of riding a Harley all over the United States. And I'm sure I taught her a thing or two from my own experiences. My mother was an accomplished woman and did many important works in her community, her state, even at a national level, through the American Medical Association Auxiliary. She frequently traveled, and only in her last years, fortunately because a friend of mine, another Unity minister, would often come up and stay with my mother for a week so that I could have a little break from caretaking. And she told me one time, she said, "I think your mother has a sense of regret that maybe in your childhood, because of all of her traveling and busyness and work, that she may have neglected you." Well, I have to say, far from it. Somehow as a child, because I was quite bright, I always knew that my father, who was a doctor and very busy, delivering 7,000 babies over his career, and my mother working for the American Medical Association around the country, I knew that they were doing very significant work. And so I made the opportunity in her 95th year to tell her how grateful I was for her and for my father. I didn't know how anyone could have parents any better than mine. And from her response, I knew that she was now able to drop that heavy weight of regret. For she simply said, "Thank you. Thank you." Thank you. And I never realized that she had carried that. And how many a mother may have wondered if perhaps they shouldn't have done a little better. Before she passed from this life, and as I was her main caretaker, she began to treat me more like a friend than a son, a child. But before she passed from this life, she stopped saying, as she always had said, "You are my son, and I love you." She began to say, and as a matter of fact, her very last words, as I held her in my arm and she passed away, she said, "I love you beyond all conception."
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.